Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the Indian economy has just been reported, with the National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, releasing the provisional estimates of annual GDP for the financial year 2025-26. What makes this significant is that these estimates are part of the revamped GDP series, which now has a new base year of 2020-23, replacing the previous base year of 2011-12. This change reflects the evolving structure of the Indian economy, particularly the post-pandemic recovery and the expansion of the digital economy. The base year revision is a periodic exercise, with previous revisions having taken place in 1980-81, 1993-94, 1999-2000, 2004-05, and 2011-12. First, let's look at the headline numbers. The real GDP is estimated to grow at approximately 7.6%, which is the fastest pace since the financial year 2022. This growth is primarily driven by private consumption and gross fixed capital formation. It's worth noting that these figures are provisional and subject to revision in January 2027. Building on this, the sectoral composition of the economy shows that services continue to dominate, accounting for around 55% of the gross value added, or GVA. The manufacturing sector remains stable at around 17%, while the share of agriculture has been steadily declining. Now, let's delve into what's new in the 2020-23 series. The NSO uses a production-side estimation method, supplemented by an expenditure-side cross-check. The two should ideally match, but any gap is reported as discrepancies. Crucially, the fiscal context of these estimates is important. The government's fiscal deficit target for the financial year 2026 is 4.4% of GDP, and the center's capital expenditure, or CAPEX, is budgeted at around 11.21 lakh crore rupees, which is 3.1% of GDP. It is worth pausing here to note that there are several watchpoints in the economy. The deceleration in the fourth quarter, or Q4, will be closely watched to see if the growth momentum is sustained. The high base effect in the financial year 2027 could moderate the growth print, and the sustainability of the CAPEX push is also a risk factor, particularly if the states lag behind. Additionally, energy and commodity inflation, as well as geopolitical tensions, including the Hormuz uncertainty and crude volatility, are downside risks. The monsoon forecast for 2026, which is below normal, also poses a risk to agricultural GVA. But why does this matter? The significance of these estimates lies in their implications for India's growth story. With the nominal GDP crossing $4.15 trillion US in 2026, according to the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, India is now among the world's top economies. The growth-inflation balance, with real growth at 7.6% and CPI inflation at around 4.8%, gives a healthy nominal trajectory. The CAPEX-led growth model is also crowding in private investment, particularly in roads, railways, and renewables. And here is something that surprises many students: the per capita net national income, or NNI, has crossed 2.05 lakh rupees in the financial year 2025. However, income concentration remains a concern. The demographic dividend, with the working age share peaking at around 67%, according to the United Nations estimate for 2024, presents a window for high growth that must be exploited. Now, let us turn to the way forward. The government needs to operationalize the Periodic Labor Force Survey, or PLFS, on a quarterly basis and merge it with GSTN data for higher frequency GDP nowcasts. Capex multiplier studies are also necessary to estimate the sectoral capex to GDP elasticity. State-level GSDP harmonization with the new base year is also required, as is the development of climate-adjusted national accounts, including green GDP and natural capital accounting, as per the United Nations System of Environmental Economic Accounting, or SEA. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new base year is 2020-23, which replaces the 2011-12 base. The real GDP growth for the financial year 2026 is estimated to be around 7.6%, which is the highest since the financial year 2022. The real GVA growth is estimated to be around 7.4%. The center's fiscal deficit target for the financial year 2026 is 4.4% of GDP. The capex for the center is budgeted at 11.21 lakh crore rupees, which is 3.1% of GDP. The services sector accounts for around 55% of the GVA, while the manufacturing sector accounts for around 17%, and the agriculture sector accounts for around 14%. The base year revision history is 1980-81, 1993-94, 1999-2000, 2004-05, 2011-12, and now 2020-23. The methodology used is the System of National Accounts, or SNA, 2008, which is the United Nations standard. India's nominal GDP in 2026 is estimated to be around $4.15 trillion US dollars, according to the IMF. The CPI inflation for the financial year 2025 averaged around 4.8%. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy and issues related to planning, mobilization of resources, growth, and development. It also touches upon inclusive growth and issues arising from it, as well as government budgeting, fiscal deficit, and the Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act, or FRBM. The analytical hooks for the mains exam include the base year revision and its economic and statistical implications, the sustainability of high GDP growth amid a global slowdown, and the capex-led growth model versus the consumption-led growth model. In conclusion, the provisional estimates of GDP for the financial year 2026, with a new base year of 2020-23, present a significant development in India's growth story, with implications for its position in the global economy and its ability to sustain high growth in the coming years. The connection to broader geopolitical, environmental, and developmental angles is clear, and aspirants must keep a close eye on these developments to stay ahead in their preparation.